Hey, Sister Amen. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Where did this day go?
The same place they all go. Full of good works.
It flew by today, did it not?
Yeah, it did. A lot of them do.
Hope you're all doing well. We are bringing our audio edification to you today. We had a really fast day. I don't know why. This day just seemed to me like it went by really, really fast, but it was a good day. Beautiful day. I got to praise the Lord. We are having such awesome weather here in central Missouri as we're waiting for a couple to meet up with us before we head south. It could be snowy, cold, icy. We're getting like summer-like days, almost 60, 70 degrees. Cold at night.
The breeze is blowing.
Breeze is nice.
The birds are singing.
But we like it cool. We like it cool at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sister Amen, anything on your heart and mind today that you want to share? I guess I'll start out. I did an audio today on not being ashamed. Did you get a chance to listen to it yet?
No.
I don't think you did. Maybe we'll listen to it later at bedtime. It'll bless you.
Nice.
And I talk about how there's people that are ashamed or live in their sin and they want to be hidden from Christ when he comes. And then his people should not be ashamed when he comes. We should be ready, looking, and waiting.
Amen.
Yeah, so I think that'll be a blessing.
That's awesome. We put
that up in the, that'll be up at the top at our edification audio page. How about you, Sister Amen? What would you like to share?
Well, this morning I gave away some gospel cards to some older women in scooter chairs.
Scooter chairs. You're like the scooter chair witnessing expert.
Every time I see one, I kind of go stalking out an area where I can kind of cross paths with them. And here's one. I'll just share it so that way maybe you sisters can get an idea. I saw a woman. She was in the scooter chair and she was looking at cranberries, and it was right by like the fresh fruits case. And I saw her looking at it, like she was trying to look at, try to read it. So I walked over there and I said, "Can I help you read that?" I said, "My eyes aren't so great either, but I could try to help you." And she said, "No, I got it." She said, "It's 12 ounces. I was just trying to figure out if it's going to be enough for me because I'm used to having bigger bags or something." So we talked just a little bit and I gave her a gospel card. And I said, "Our eyes might be getting older and changing with everything as we get closer to death." I said, "But here's something that never changes."
Nice.
And so she appreciated that. And I said, "As I'm going through the store, if you need anything and you see me, I'll be happy to help you get it." And there was another one. She was trying to stand up and she was trying to reach in for a big ham. And I walked over and I asked her, I said, "Could I help you?" Because she didn't look like she was very stable on her feet. And she thanked me and I gave her a gospel card.
Did you help her?
No, she said, "I can pick this up." She goes, "I want to do it myself, but I appreciate you helping me. She was like right next to it. She couldn't walk far.
Yeah.
She said sometimes her legs don't work. And so we actually talked about the things of God for a little while, and I encouraged her to go deeper and that we need to obey, not just pray.
Right.
Yeah, not just pray, but obey. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is.
And so, yeah, that was pretty awesome. So that was my morning as I was walking through trying to find people to give gospel cards to.
You know what I'm picturing? Hmm. I'm picturing if the Lord tarries and allows you to live longer and you end up in one of those scooter chairs. I'm picturing you're going to be buzzing around the store witnessing to people, and the managers are probably going to try to flatten your tires or something.
Probably.
They'll be putting tacks on the floor or something.
Right.
That's kind of funny. I'm already planning my scooter chair. I'm going to get me a gas-powered one so I can whip around the streets if I can't walk anymore when I'm old. Okay. I'm already old when I get older.
Older.
Yeah,
yeah,
when
we'll
I get older.
See what the Lord has for us. Then.
Those are good stories, Sister. I'm a good job.
Yeah.
You asked me to listen to an audio you made, so I went for a walk here. And I went around the road two times, and there was a little pickup truck with glass windows for vehicles, and it said glass repair. Well, our van has a cracked windshield, so I thought, what a perfect time. So it's kind of funny. These two rather rough-looking characters about my age are sitting there, and they're chomping down on lunch. And they're just like,
what kind of lunch?
It looked like Sonic.
Oh.
They're like, they're just enjoying their lunch. And I'm like, "Hey, can I talk to you guys?" And they're like, "Oh." They tried to finish their lunch. And I talked to him about my window. He said their shop's right down the street. He even gave me a quote. And I said, "Oh, that's pretty good. I don't know if I can get it done now, but I'll have to see if our timing works out." And they each got the gospel and they thanked me. So that was cool. And then 10 feet ahead of them was some guy working on his car. And he looked like a rough character. He was smoking. I thought I smelled alcohol. He looked a little tipsy a little bit. But every fifth word out of his mouth was a nasty swear word. But he was nice in that he was showing me what he was doing on his car, and he's fixing this thing and this thing.
Yeah.
And anyway, I listened to him tell me all about how to fix a car, and we talked a little bit, and his girlfriend was standing there. Before I left, they gave me a gospel card, and I thought it was funny. Guy's tattooed, covered, smoking, drinking, cussing like a sailor. I give him a gospel card. I said, here, this, if I can't help you, I said, he said, no, I'm fine. I got all my tools I need and everything. I said, here, this will help you. I said, here's the gospel. I travel all over the country. I said, the gospel to eternal life. Check it out. And he looked at me and he got all sober and he goes, well, bless you, sir. Bless you. And it was like out of two mouths were coming. One was a blessing. The other one was a bunch of cursing. But yeah, he didn't get angry and he received it and he put it in his pocket.
Nice.
Whereas the modern pastor of the Baptists get mad at me when I witness to him.
Oh, yeah.
So just another example of the lower or the wicked people of the world may be closer to the kingdom of God, often are, instead of the churchgoers.
Right.
Yeah, so that was kind of...
That's awesome.
That was kind of awesome. And then I hung a bunch of gospel cards up in the park pavilions where we are, and that was a good start to the morning.
Yeah.
What else, Sister Amin?
Well, you're talking about listening to that audio I made. I was going to say, I made an audio today.
Yeah.
Because of something in the park here made me remember it. And I was just talking
all their
about
holiday decorations
planted and how I was actually flying a sign for Jesus before I was even born again. And so I was kind of smiling
about
that. It. Yeah. So you can check that audio. It's called Jesus is the Reason. Seeds planted.
Yep.
And so I have that up at the top, and then I'm also going to put it in the women's area as a post.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. I saw a news blurb. Every once in a while I just check and see some things that are going on in the news, if they tie to prophetic things and all that. I stay loosely informed, not much time at all. And I saw another blurb about AI, artificial intelligence. And I've been watching this. I'm getting ready to study the book of Revelation verse by verse. We're going to go through it as a body. And I keep thinking about, I'm going to read a scripture verse to you. AI, artificial intelligence. How is this going to play out for the last days, end times, the Antichrist system and all that? Well, the two leading AI foundations, one of them is run by Elon Musk, the richest man in the world. And then the other one is run by another organization. I have a couple of blurbs I cut out of an article. Both of them said, quote, we're building a God-like figure. That's exactly what they said. They said it's going to have omnipresence, it's going to have all intelligence, and it's going to be able to run on its own, think on its own. So literally, this AI, they are saying, is a God-like figure. I got to believe that this is going to have something to do with the end times. Let me read a verse to you. Revelation 13:15. And he had power, this is talking about the Antichrist, to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many would not have worshipped the image of the beast should be killed. Now think about that. The image of the beast, and he causes it to speak. Have you heard AI? You can literally talk to the computer now. You literally, it's getting so wicked. If they have a tape recording of your dead grandma, they can play it, and AI will allow you to talk to your dead grandma. You tell them things about your grandma, what country she's from, how long she lived, where did she live. You show them a bunch of pictures. You put all this data in, and you can literally talk to your dead grandma in the sound of her voice through AI. This is necromancy-like. This is witchcraft, so I just wanted to bring that up. I'm watching that. Artificial intelligence, it's growing, it's coming, and it is going to play a part in the last days, I believe. Any thoughts on that, Sister Amin?
Yeah, they're inventing new ways to sin.
Yeah. Anything that man could imagine to do, he's doing.
Yeah.
And God will put an end to it. One day Christ will come and put an end to it. But
yeah, I'm also thinking about how Satan does things right in front of people's faces. You know, you look at the dollar bill.
Yeah.
You'll see, in God we trust, but it's got the Illuminati eye or whatever eye that is, third eye. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. All those different demonic symbols and all this stuff. And you see that all over in the world. And then you also see it, because it's Satan's world, in Hollywood from many, many, many years ago. I'm not even going to bring up the names of any of them.
Yep.
But some of the shows that were on there were showing things that were unthought of years ago that are here today in the future.
Yeah.
and it was like almost kind of predicted. It's right. like in your face, and people were laughing.
Well, Satan
going,
knows
yeah,
what's coming.
That's funny. Yeah, he knows what yeah. it is. Yeah.
You just said that. It made me think of something too. I saw another thing because I was watching this. The most popular YouTube channel on the world. I don't watch it. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it. Is run by a guy. They've offered him billions of dollars for it. He gets like 450 million views and all this stuff. It's the most popular YouTube channel on earth. And he does all kinds of goofy, silly, stupid stuff. But anyway, you know what it's called? You know what he's called? Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
The most popular YouTube channel in the world is called Mr. Beast.
Right in your face.
And the Bible talks about, and I'm not saying that ties them together. I just think that's interesting how these idea of beasts could come up and go, it's good. Mr. Beast, he's fun. This guy's funny. Oh, we love Mr. Beast. And the Bible says they're going to worship the Antichrist. He's going to bring peace and bring solutions. So we think of a beast and we think bad. They're going to go, oh, hail the beast. He's doing awesome yeah. things. Oh, Mr. Beast. I'm glad I thought of this. You know what he's doing? He's taking money from his YouTube channel. He's going and he's drilling like 100 wells in countries that are needy. And he's doing all these good things yep. for people. And he's called Mr. Beast.
How about Isaiah 5:20? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for
yeah.
bitter.
Amen. Yeah, this guy's got the name of the beast and he's doing good works. And that's what the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to look like a problem solver, a peacemaker, and he's going to deceive the world.
Yeah, pretty incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Right in front of everybody.
Yep, we're living in his last days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. What else, Sister Amen? I think it was your turn.
Us sisters were talking about how it's good to be stretched, and I'm just going to say basically not wanting to pamper our flesh. And one topic came up, or it's just like an example, was not turning an air conditioner on as soon as it gets a little warm, or yep. turning the heat on right away. You know, it's like everybody in society seems to be striving for keeping their flesh right where it's all nice and comfortable. And I was even talking about pain. You know, as you get older or whenever, it doesn't matter how old you are, you got a sickness, you got illnesses. And some people spend all their time, all their money trying to be like pain free. Whereas I told the sisters, if you could just take the edge of it off and then just get along with it, you know, pain is a good thing. It keeps you humble.
Yeah.
It keeps you from maybe it keeps you from doing things you ought not to be doing anyway. It's a tempering of your flesh. Pain is a good thing to have.
It's funny you say that. Not funny. Interesting. I just sent audio into the two young brothers and the other brothers getting ready to go in van life with us. And I was talking about don't live for comfort. I saw the Anabaptists in the Walmart store today. We're in an area with a lot of Anabaptists, and they live for comfort.
They do.
Businesses, their houses, their little churches on Sunday. They don't preach the gospel. They're not contending against the world. They just live so in peace and safety and comfort. And I came out and made an audio for the brethren, and I said, let's not live in comfort, peace, and safety. Let's stretch ourselves. Let's make sure that we're out in the world, whether you live in an apartment or a van. Let's make sure we're striving for the kingdom. Let's make sure people around us hate us for the cause of Christ. Not that they hate us because we're jerks. They hate us because we're preaching the biblical gospel. Let's not get comfortable. It's funny that you say that. Interesting you say that, because we were just talking about that this morning. And that's what I love about van life. We're not comfortable. We got to move. We can't stay. It's never the safest place to be. You're out in the world. And so I like not being comfortable because it keeps me focused on the kingdom.
Right. And the sister that's going into van life with her husband, we were talking about that too. And her wanting to be stretched and learn how to be more flexible
yep.
and all different kinds of things, and learning not to be so connected to this world. Not that she is, but I think van life really removes us from this world a lot.
Takes away
more than you could even imagine.
Takes away your life of ease. It takes away your focus from being in one place, and it puts you out, like we always talk about, puts you out in the world where you're moving around. You just know every day you don't belong, and that takes your ease and your comfort away.
You just
don't belong. You have no place.
No, you can't just park and sit
right.
unless you go pay big money for a campground.
Yeah, you go pay for a campground or something. Or
you can go
places where you can stay for 14 days. But normally we're in parking lots, we're moving around. And so, yeah, the idea of comfort. Our Savior didn't have a lot of comfort and didn't live in ease. So people just sitting in their apartments and entertaining themselves and all that. So I'm really happy to know that our brothers are out there. They work, they strive in the street, they fly gospel signs, they're witnessing. They don't live lives of ease. They're looking to serve God in the kingdom.
Amen.
That's pretty awesome.
And I got Luke 7:25. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts. And I looked up delicately. It means softness, effeminate, luxurious living.
Yeah, it's like pleasing yourself.
Yeah.
Got to have a bigger screen TV and a comfier bed, more painkillers, more this, more that, more fancy food, more everything.
Me.
Yeah, selfism.
Yep.
Yeah. Good point. Hey, here's a topic you'll be interested in. So a young brother is learning how to communicate better. He admits he has some issues communicating, meaning getting thoughts from his head to his lips and saying them rightly. And I've been encouraging him to do audios more. And he started doing audios, just talking from the heart. And he's finding it's really helping him. Sister Amin, when we first started in ministry, did you find that help you to be able to start speak? This couple that's traveling with us, they've started making a daily audio and it's helping them speak. Did you find making audios help you speak the truth of God?
After I killed my flesh and started doing it, after you helped me kill my flesh and I started doing it.
It can be a flesh killer. A lot of people don't like the sound of their voice. They want to do it perfect, or they want to do this or that. And if you just say, Lord, I'm in for you, and you just do it, it's a great way to get things flowing. Because guess what? Right. If you want to do ministry, unless you're just going to sit online, which some people could, but if you're going to do ministry and meet people and talk to them, you got to be a communicator.
Yeah, and I had to get over the point where I was like, who wants to listen to what I have to say? Yeah. And then it's like, well, wait a minute. If we're going to go out on the street and preach the gospel,
number one, God does
speak it. Yeah,
God wants to hear you glorify right. Him, and then people in the street need to hear it, whether they're convicted or they repent and they come or they don't and they hate it. They need to hear it.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
So he's learning that, and that's helping him. So him and I are having kind of an interesting relationship, just sending voice messages back and forth. Messenger Facebook is great for that. Just sending audios back and forth. So it's helping him.
Nice.
And I learned a lot when I first started doing ministry, doing audios, because it helped me think on my feet, and I could go back and listen to them, and I could make corrections. So that was helpful for me.
Yeah, it puts all the pressure on yourself, as opposed to it is if you're having conversations with somebody, you can tend to get lazy and let somebody else do all the talking.
Yeah.
But when you do an audio, if you can't be lazy.
No.
You just got to do it.
Yep, you got to bring it. You got to bring what you've been studying and what you've been preparing for.
Yeah.
What else, Sister Amin?
Well, I have a scripture verse.
You do?
Uh-huh, but I figured I didn't know what else you have.
No, I'm good. Yeah, go ahead and share your scripture verse. I have a scripture verse also.
Okay, I like this.
First of all, before you read your scripture verse, tomorrow, what are you going to be doing? First thing in the morning.
I'm going to make coffee.
Oh, after that. First, you're going to wake up, you're going to praise the Lord, then you're going to make coffee, then what are you going to do after we get to the park, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, when we get here, today is, I was hoping to do it today, but there's a whole bunch of other things that got done, and I'm okay with that. I have this great big, huge piece of gray fabric that I found at Walmart, actually, for a really good deal, and Brother Tupos needs some work done on his tunics.
And I got some new shirts to make into tunics.
Yeah, and so I'm going to utilize one of the picnic tables here so I can lay everything out and get a bunch of panels cut. Because I want to, some of his tunics are, they
Wait,
really
for,
need the panels replaced.
For all the people that say they wear tunics and they have a problem with that, they're long untucked shirts.
With a piece of panel sewed to it.
You know, us brothers laugh. People say tunic and we go, it's a long untucked shirt. Everybody wears shirts. Some people tuck them in. We wear long ones untucked. And they go, oh, tunic makes it sound like we're Muslims or something.
Oh,
I know it's a biblical.
Like
no, I know it's a biblical
thing,
term, but we laugh about that. They are tunics, but in our culture, tunic is like, oh, what are you, some Islamic imam or something? No,
wear
long untucked shirts.
Yeah, so I'm gonna modify some of Brother Tupos' long untucked shirts.
Thank you.
And add some panels to the long untucked shirts. But actually, I'm just gonna get them all cut because I'm not sure we got other things we got to do. So. I know I say that it's funny because if you don't have a big table, finding one is a premium when you're in van
like a picnic
life
table.
And when the wind isn't blowing real hard.
Yep.
So especially when you got a hand sew.
Well, you could do some of it on our counter here. Once you get it cut, you could hand sew.
That's why I need a big table to cut them.
To cut it, yeah.
I've used to been able to have to. I've done them on the ground too, which isn't the best optimum way to do it. So I'm kind of. All right, sisters, just rejoice with me. That's going to be a big hurdle to get those all cut.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, now your scripture verse.
Oh, yeah. I have.
I appreciate your sewing, too, Sister Amin.
Yeah. So far, it hasn't come apart.
No, you do a good job.
And the glue, when you rip it, sometimes I just glue it real fast and it seems to hold.
Yeah.
So this verse here, I love this. It says a whole lot in it. And Luke 7:50, and he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace.
Mm.
So just it shows you the depths of a person's faith and you get that peace.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's just a lot in there.
Yeah. You can't please God without faith.
Well, no. Yeah. We're not going to have that peace that surpasses all understanding that Christ gives us. I remember first being born again, coming out of the world with all the stress and the turmoil of it. And that peace is worth, you can't even put a price on it.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing compared to that. It's Amen. The most awesome, precious gift.
Amen. Amen. Hey, before we go tonight, I just want to say we're excited and we're thankful. A lady saint that we know got back to her home country, and I think this is kind of interesting. She's now kind of like a van camper there. She got set up in a camper on her parents' homestead.
I think that was super awesome that they did that for her.
That was awesome. And she set up in her own little house. It's a little camper, a little pull-behind camper. So she set up there to do her work for them. She's kind of a servant to them there. She's not united to them in the faith or anything, but she's just a servant to them. And then she'll be going into town doing ministry and doing what she does there. So we're pretty excited about that.
And traveling. She travels across to go help her nieces
yep.
or niece and nephews.
Yep. And yeah. So yeah, she's like a nanny and she goes and helps take care of kids. Yeah. So she gets out and about and she's the only true saint we know in Australia.
Yeah.
So she has a great job and a great work to do. I'm sure there's other saints there, but she's the only one we know.
Right. And the Lord's keeping her busy already.
Amen. Lord's keeping her busy. God. So that's awesome. We're excited for her. We're sad she couldn't stay in Canada and get citizenship, but I think the Lord had other plans and good things are going to come of it.
Definitely.
And then we keep talking about this other young couple that are days away from getting in their van, crossing the border, and coming to travel with us. And they're really excited. They've worked hard to make this happen. And they're going to be doing ministry with their two small children. And so we're just excited about what's going on. Two brothers that are roommates, drawing mm-hmm. close to each other, doing ministry. They were just out flying signs today. So that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And then we do know another brother that lives all the way across the other side of the world in South Africa. He's out doing ministry in the streets, and we just talk about all these people that are doing what they're supposed to do right where God has them.
Right. Amen.
I think that's exciting.
And moving in whatever it is that God opens up doors.
Yep. Amen. Me. And I have people, we know people that are testing and striving and yep. knowing things aren't right in their church system and thinking about coming out and lining things up. So it's exciting to see in a small few people what God is doing. Just what Jesus said, few there be that find it.
Right.
We know some of the few. That's
oh, yeah.
pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And we're one of the few. We're two of the few, Sister Amen.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. So, yeah, we're excited about that, and we're thankful to God for all that's going on.
I was just going to say that it's going to be a blessing for us to be able to have a little time with some little ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've lost grandchildren. We don't get to see our own grandchildren very much. And, yeah, two little ones, 3 and 1 year old. And I get to draw pictures for them, and they... sweet little things out of the mouth of babes. It's fun to hear what they have to say and see what they do. So yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. That'll be a nice blessing. Yeah,
that'll be a blessing indeed. I have a scripture verse, Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Mm-hmm. I like that. Supplication means like asking the Lord to fill needs but with thanksgiving. It's kind of a recipe for going to God with prayer, thanksgiving, supplications, let your requests be made known. James says you have not because you ask not.
Yeah, I think if you go to the Lord without thanksgiving, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, amen.
There's so much to be thankful for.
There is. All right, I guess anything else, Sister Amen, or are we going to leave it right there?
Other than love for the saints, hope you're all striving on. We're here to encourage you, and I know I keep repeating it every day, but I really mean it.
It's a daily edification audio.
It
the
is.
Sun goes up and comes down day and night. There's nothing new under the sun. We just daily are doing what God's called us to do, and that's to edify, encourage, words of good words that are good, pure, and true, and warn people about all the deception that's out there, and just tell them, keep striving.
Yeah, you had a good point there. The sun comes up, goes down than the moon, and I was just thinking about that. That's not like vain.
No, it's the same thing every day.
The sun means it every time when it does what it does. I mean, it's meaningful when it does.
Can you imagine if you woke up one day and the sun didn't come up?
Oh, I know. So what I mean is, if I'm, even though I say it every day, sometimes I'm like, I sound like a broken record. I say it, but I mean it. Just like the sun does its job, I'm doing mine, meaning it to my sisters.
Go read the scriptures. How often did Paul say amen and love the brethren?
He did, yeah.
Rejoice. And right. I think in the book of Philippians, he uses the word rejoice like 12 or 13 times alone.
Yeah, I love that. And I like that one, rejoice evermore.
Don't think of it being redundant. Ready? Think of it as being consistent.
Hey, that's a good mindset for me. Thank you. I like that.
Yeah, don't, you know, everybody, yeah. You know, because that can kind of be our mindset with it. We got to be careful. We live in a culture where everything's always got to be new, something different, the latest, greatest. And we can get, even though we're not of the world, we can have that mindset get pulled along versus we just go, you know what? There is nothing new under the sun. Let's be consistent in the things of God.
I'm going to remember that tomorrow night. I'm going to consistently remind you
steadfastness.
That we love you.
It's one of my favorite words, steadfastness in the things of God.
I love that. Yeah.
All right, we're going to let you go till tomorrow. The Lord lets us come again. Check out that audios, or both the audios that are put up at the link up top. Check out all of our resources. And pretty soon we'll be traveling, headed south, Lord willing, and we'll be doing more events and more preaching. I'm actually looking for a place to preach this weekend. We'll see what we can find. And you go forth and ready? Be anxious for nothing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Praise God.
I love you all. Have a glorious night, and we mean it when we say every time, may God be praised in our lives.
Amen.